Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. In honor of Marketplace's 25th anniversary this year, we're looking at some of the surprising ways the prices have changed over the last quarter century. Today, art, specifically the prices of art considered so fine it's worth millions. Blake Gopnik is critic at large for ArtNet.com and a contributor to the New York Times. Blake, good to see you.
Good morning, David. Happy 25th birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Now, just broad brush here. How have art prices changed over the last quarter century?
I think the most striking fact is that contemporary art has replaced great old masters like Rembrandt almost completely. That's what people are buying, and that's where the prices have really soared.
What, in painting and photography? Where?
Everything you can speak of, photography especially. Cindy Sherman, 1989, was already famous for her self-portraits, her staged photographs. But a really good Cindy Sherman sold for something like $3,000 in 1989. Last week, a very similar piece sold for $2 million. That's 700 times more. That's a pretty good return on your investment.
Now, you have some data that you've been crunching on just how much art purchases contribute to the net worths of some of these high net worth individuals. That's shifted over the years.
Yeah. Once upon a time, when people were buying the old masters, they were paying a pretty small percentage of their total fortunes. J.P. Morgan in 1901 made huge headlines for buying a great Raphael Madonna. He spent $400,000 on it. That was a lot of money then, something like $10 million today. But that was only 0.5% of his estimated fortune. Whereas today's tycoons are spending 7%, 3.5%, maybe 1.5% of their total fortunes. Elaine Wynne, billionaire, bought Francis Bacon's Three Studies of Lucian Freud for $142 million. And she was only worth, only, a paltry $2 billion. So that means, as I said, that she spent like 7% of her total net worth on one work of art.
So, Blake, we sent you on this little voyage through these prices, but what is your broader conclusion as you emerge from this little journey?
I don't think it's that the old-time moguls spent a smaller percentage of their fortune because they cared less about art. Quite the opposite. It's that the people today think of art as an investment, as an asset class. But the problem, of course, is that these are liquid assets that are built on really art historical values. And the problem with contemporary works is we won't know for a little while. I can give you a million examples of artists who seemed hotter than hot for 10 years, 20 years, and then boom, they're gone. Market disappears. No one cares about them. Whereas, you know what? I think we're still going to like Rembrandt in 20 years, 50 years, 100 years. Those were safe bets.
Well, that's what these high net worth individuals are often good at, taking on risk, because there's clearly some risk here. Blake Gopnik is critic at large for ArtNet News, also contributes to the New York Times. Blake, thank you.
Thank you, David.